Welcome back to the Triple MCG.
Welcome. This summer.
Adam Gilchrist, Pat Cash, Tony Squires, the KFC Summer Session.
Don't be offended, Mark Bosnich. We said Pat Cash there, but Pat Cash is...
I've only just noticed.
Yeah. Boz, welcome back.
Do I really, really appear the type of fella that gets offended?
No, he couldn't offend you. Cash, of course, is playing tennis in Adelaide today.
Oh, with his knee like that?
I know. His knee doesn't... he's not here in the studio. Have you noticed that apart from his knee, his calf seems to be... One calf seems to be smaller than the other?
Yeah, but that's because of the knee injury. That's right? What happens, yeah.
I can't look anywhere else.
Yeah. I hadn't noticed, but it's going to be tough to maintain eye contact with him tomorrow when I see him.
I can't believe I said that out loud. I do love you, Cashy. Hey, Bosnich, yesterday...
You better say that, because he gets a bit upset, doesn't he?
I know, takes him through personally.
And we have got a pair of weights here. I want a few weights going across the room.
Yesterday, Bosnich, I said that... I started the show yesterday with a smile on my face because I had a small win. The parking meter, I arrived with my car, and of course...
Little victory.
An hour worth of somebody else's coin.
Well played.
On that beautiful... Today, look, I start the show with a slight frown, given that I've had one of those, not even a small loss, quite a major loss.
A little setback.
Yeah, got out this morning, and look, I'm not a young man, and so...
You look?
Tend to be able to, I would have thought, dress myself. Turns out, no. I walked out ready to come to work. I looked sensational. I thought I had a T-shirt which was printed on the front, not dissimilar to yours, Gilly, although, yours is... classy. Then I had cargo shorts that went to the knees, and I had runners and socks. My wife, Kate, looked at me and said, "You're not going out like that."
Why?
Well, may you ask, Mark.
I was going to say, because there were warning signs on Thursday when I saw you in those shorts. The cross between the Hawaii 5-0 and the San Diego shorts.
What are you saying? The legs are bad, or is
the choice of shorts. There was a little bit. There was a few warning signs, and I try to make that clear to you without actually offending you. Uh-huh. But I think what you're getting at is that the missus didn't like the shoes and the socks.
The whole outfit.
So what you're wearing now is not your selection?
No, this is my wife's selection.
Oh, good.
I was going to say that,
I didn't want to offend you either.
I was sent straight back. Yeah. I thought, usually it's the kids. When your kids dress themselves, everybody has a bit of a laugh. Yeah, apparently when I dress myself, it's just as hilarious. I mean, you're a fashion plate, obviously, Gilly.
A fashion guru. It used to be like walking down to the meeting area in the bar on Australian cricket team tours just to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
It was like a fashion parade walk. You just found yourself in with vultures of fashion critics sitting there. Greg Blewett saying, "Oh, boy, are you just wearing that now into the bar and then going up and changing to come out with us?" Or
it's an acquired taste. It's like dancing. Each to their own, buddy.
Ruthless. Yeah, that's right.
It is hot across Australia. The temperatures have dropped a little, obviously, in Tasmania, and not a bad day in Victoria, which is terrific, but very, very hot around New South Wales. We will keep you on notice about what is going on. We'll speak to Shane Fitzsimmons, this commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, shortly.
Fitzy.
Yeah, we will talk to him. And across the day, if there's anything going on, we will let you know.
Nation's leaders, too.
Our nation, in fact, yes.
Yes, Dave Hussey, Tommy Rock.
Yeah, and Tony Abbott, he's ready to fight a fire as
volunteer
we speak. We'll get to those stories and so much more on the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
It's the KFC Summer Session on Triple M for the all-new grilled Twister Max at KFC. It's tastefully chockers, good times. As we said, the temperatures, catastrophic is what's been categorised throughout New South Wales in terms of the fire danger. Obviously, those bushfires and the fuel that's there is the danger. But I just noticed here from the newsroom that New South Wales firefighters are on the scene at Westfield Shopping Centre in Liverpool with two levels of smoke log there. About 200 people have been evacuated. We'll keep you up to date on all of those things. We're talking about temperatures and how hot they will reach. They've been shocking over Victoria for the past few days, and that's moving forward north into New South Wales and some of those areas that are the hottest. Broken Hill today, I think hitting in the mid-40s as well. We thought we'd go to Ivanhoe. I mean, as we tend to do, try to find somewhere that's slightly cool, obviously, if you're struck with this heat. On a warm day. We thought the best place to go would be the Ivanhoe Hotel. And we are joined by Tanya from there. G'day, Tanya.
Hello, how are you going?
Tanya,
very well. All right, what's it like at Ivanhoe as we speak?
Exceptionally hot.
Mm-hmm. What sort of temps?
45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah, it's dropped down to 45.
Oh, it's come off. Nice. Pleasant change.
To 50.7 on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Under the veranda at the front of the pub. So, yeah, she's a bit of a scorcher.
50.7 under the veranda. Were many people gathered under the veranda when it was 50.7?
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to think twice before
there
you go out for your cigar.
Gathered under the veranda at that time.
Mm. Yeah.
It's even too hot for a beer, they reckon.
What about today, now that it's come off 5 degrees? Are they rushing in?
I've got three rugged customers. I'm trying to lubricate their tonsils as much as I can.
And Tanya, beer temperature, given the extreme conditions, do you have to work overtime to get it down to their acquired
I've got it
taste?
On minus 1.5, and I just keep it pumping
all day. so ice cubes of beer.
So Tanya, so you got three people in the hotel. So they'll probably start coming in a little bit later, just when it gets a little bit cooler.
Look, it's just, you walk outside and the air just evaporates around you. It's just too damn hot. So
now, see, this
tend to stay inside.
And this is what I can't understand, guys. This is the type of temperatures you're talking about having in Qatar for the World Cup 2022.
Yeah.
No, to play soccer in. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. Oh, so is there any dogs, local dogs, they don't chase sticks in this weather? What happens?
I don't think so, no. They're all finding, dams and things that are nice and cool.
Right.
But yeah, there's not a car in the town. Movement, there's no movement in the town. She's just as quiet can be.
Tanya, I'll ask the silly question.
Oh, good.
I've always wondered, is it true, and I'm not sure if anyone out at Ivanhoe's tried it, that where you crack the egg on the road or on the pavement?
Is
there any of that going on out there?
I could do it for you if you want me to.
And it'd fry up?
Yeah, I reckon it would. I reckon you could cook a porterhouse steak. I'm a chef, I ought to know.
Medium rare,
it
please.
Sounds nice. Just, I don't want the outside seating. I'd prefer to eat inside, thanks.
It's that bloody cold, I tell you. I had to feed my chooks ice water this morning to stop them from laying hard-boiled eggs.
There she goes.
Tanya, I wanted to ask you one question. Before the days of air conditioning, how did the people survive there?
I haven't been here that long, but I'd imagine just cold showers or hopping in the water tank.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right, Tanya, we'll let you go and cook that porterhouse steak for us. It sounds sensational. All the best. There she goes, Tanya from the Ivanhoe.
Good spirits, eh?
Great.
Tanya, well done.
That magnificent.
Is classic Australian. This is the KFC Summer Session, and you're on Triple M.
Is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
Summer afternoons on Triple M. This is the KFC Summer Session with Adam Gilchrist, Mark Bosnich. I'm Tony Squires. All right, as I said, the weather across the country has been very warm. We're thinking ways you actually can keep cool. One of them is, ice cream, among my favourite ways.
Yes.
So, large gem. So we thought we'd our poll, and you just have to head to triplem.com.au. And this question is fairly simple, but I don't know, there could be... It's as simple as this, the question. What is your favourite paddle pop flavour? And we've got some options for you. Look at the boys here.
Ready for this one, buddy.
Right. Chocolate, rainbow.
No.
What is rainbow? Is that the kind of multicolours? Like
it usually happens,
stuff?
I think, after it rains and that.
Thank
comes.
You, Boz. Banana. Chocolate, rainbow, or banana?
No choc caramel.
No. I'm a traditionalist, so chocolate is...
No,
I just go as chocolate. So caramel, is that like half and half?
Yeah, I reckon it was predominantly caramel wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah, it was.
But maybe they don't do that one.
Banana for me. I don't think they might have stopped that. I think they stopped strawberry as well, Gilly. They used to have strawberry when I was at school. Banana, definitely, Squazzy.
Banana, definitely.
Definitely, buddy.
Well, I'm going to go... See, this is where...
What are you going?
I'm going chocolate.
Oh, well played.
Your classic chocolate paddle pop is... You can't get any better than that. All right, so but we're not going to add the chocolate and caramel, Gilly, for you.
No. I think we should, because rainbow...
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't take this up. It's already on there, triplem.com.au. There's people, honestly, if you've got to start coming to the meetings.
Maybe
not.
No, but every time I come to the meetings, everything I suggest, you all say no.
That is the most sensible thing you've said for 3 weeks.
I know. I'm getting better.
He's on to us.
I'm on to you, buddy. And then I go, I'm going upstairs for a cigar, and you go, well, go on then. There's no want for me to stay in.
Kids, when Uncle Mike says he goes for a cigar, he means it's a cigar.
Like
a lollies.
Take a break. It's an English term to have a cigar. It's like to take a break.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Head to triplem.com.au. Tell us, what is your favourite paddle pop flavour? This is the KFC Summer Session.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
Adam Gilchrist, Mark Bosnich and Tony Squires with you, and we're joined now by the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Shane Fitzsimmons. Shane, g'day. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Catastrophic conditions is how it's been described as what we're going to encounter today. Where are we with what is going on the fire front?
Oh, look, we've got a lot of activity across New South Wales at the moment, more than 130 fires occupying the attention of firefighters right across the state. 40 of those fires are still not contained. They're burning uncontrolled. We've got 7 or 8 current emergency warnings and alerts for fires across different parts of New South Wales. Fortunately, we've not had any reports of people's homes being damaged or destroyed at this stage, which is good news considering the extraordinary conditions that firefighters and communities are dealing with today.
And Shane, how do you manage something like this? I mean, do you have like basically a war room set up where you have everyone coming back with information for you so you can know where to put your forces? Is it something like that?
We certainly do. We've got the State Operations Centre located here at Homebush, and there's representative agencies here. You've got all the fire services, the Rural Fire Services course, the lead agency for bushfire management and control across the state. You've got the Urban Fire Service and the Fire and Rescue Service here. You've got National Parks. You've got Forestry. You've got all the emergency service agencies, the police, the ambulance, the SES, and all the other functional areas of government. That's all here at the State Operations Centre. That same arrangement is replicated right across different areas of New South Wales based on local bushfire management committee areas. And then, of course, you've got the extraordinary men and women that are the firefighters out on the front line doing the hard work and responding to the direction and control of all those incident management teams and the coordination of intelligence and resources right back through to the state level.
Yeah, Shane, extraordinary men and women they are indeed. Australia, to an extent, certainly on the east coast, is burning, really. Victoria, Tasmania. How much interaction do you have with your interstate colleagues?
Oh, look, as I've been speaking with my interstate colleagues right throughout this last week, particularly with a focus on the hot conditions and the need to share resources and support each other when things are going tough. To give you an example, we supplied resources to assist South Australia, Victoria and Tasmania only days ago. And as we speak, we've got strike teams or firefighters and fire trucks in from Victoria helping us in southern areas of New South Wales. We're getting aircraft to come across the border as well from Victoria, and that allows us to relocate other aircraft elsewhere in New South Wales. To give you an idea, we've literally got thousands and thousands of firefighters out on fire grounds as we speak at the moment and on standby ready to deal with new fire. 100 aircraft are currently being coordinated and deployed across fire grounds or in support of new fire outbreaks. It's a huge logistical operation and there's a lot of information flow both up and down the line, and all that information then forms the public information and warning messages that we need to get out and keep people informed and keep people up to date with what's going on and what the risks and exposures are.
And you're doing that, keeping them informed. Obviously, local radio is important. What about social media?
Absolutely. Social media is a big tool, and it's certainly become a massive investment in resource and commitment in recent years. Look, I'm being told at the moment, and I'm not an expert in this space, but we're trending globally on Twitter at the moment. I think we're the fourth most in the world, and I think our fire danger rating map is the most popular image on Twitter in Australia right now. 53,000 likes on our Facebook page, so it's a very, very busy environment, a lot of interaction, and another valuable tool in terms of engaging and warning people across New South Wales about what's happening and what they need to do.
All right, mate. Well, look, you're doing a great job, as are those who are on the ground, Gilly.
Yeah, I'd just like to for our listeners to know that, Shane, you began your career with the Rural Fire Service as a volunteer, I believe, when you were 15, back in 1985. Picked up the Australian Fire Service Medal in 2001. That's so right. Congratulations to you. Talk about laying the accolades around to everyone out there today, but well done to you, mate, in now coordinating it as the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Look, my story is not unique. We've got 70,000 extraordinary volunteers across the state, and often it's generation after generation getting in and taking up the cause. I enjoy a very privileged role as the Commissioner of the Rural Fire Service. I'm very biased, of course. I don't think you'll find a better organisation and a better composition people anywhere in the world. We are very privileged in New South Wales to have so many extraordinary men and women of all ages, of all backgrounds, of all capabilities that come together for the want of nothing than more than for the want of nothing to simply preserve and protect their local community and communities much further afield in times of need. It's a wonderful, wonderful organisation, and it's only because of the extraordinary men and women that give up their time.
Yeah. Well done, you and your people. Let's hope we get some those conditions change overnight. Thanks so much for being part of the show.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Shane. Okay,
Shane's Fitzsimmons there. This is the KFC Summer Session. You listen to Triple M.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
The KFC Summer Session for the all-new grilled Twister Max at KFC. It's tastefully chockers, good times. Look, I have enjoyed sitting next to you two, partly because the brilliant nicknames that we have. Adam Gilchrist, Gilly. Mark Bosnich, Bozza.
Oh, cutting edge.
Tony.
Squizzy.
Can we change his to Bozo?
That's been done before.
Well, see, that's slightly cleverer, isn't it? I'm just wondering, is there a department of nickname? Is there, when somebody comes into a team, does ever, you know, when, you know, Brett Lee, Bing Lee, people go, what's going to work here? Is there somebody who was responsible for that? Are there more clever ways of doing it than just adding an O, Jono style?
Yeah. I reckon I've seen examples of it. I know I didn't play in the same club as this, as a club team up in Brisbane. I think it's Toombul Cricket Club. There's a playing member there. His surname's the hyphen name, I think Thompson Matthews.
Nice.
And the nickname was Two Dads. So I thought that was good. But the one I like most club that I was associated with was the net captain, the guy that kept the time in the book of how long you batted in each net and when you had to move into the spin bowling net and bat against them and so on. They'd coordinate the whole practice. Okay. Mm. He had one arm that was a little bit longer than his other arm. His nickname was The Clock. And he loved it. He loved it. So
that's a beauty.
He loved
good
it as
time
well.
Too.
Yeah, so it was just confirmed one arm longer than the other rather than one arm shorter than the other.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Bozza, any?
Yeah, similar one. Mm-hmm. Teammate Aston Villa, Hugo Ehiog. He had size.
Sorry, what's his name?
Hugo Ehiog. His brother's name was Ogu. Hugo and Ogu. So Hugo, great player, played for England, and he had size 14 and a half. Boots. Mm. So we used to call him Jurassic, you know, Jurassic Park, you know, a bit of a...
Oh, yeah. Like right. A, yeah, no, I see where you're going with it.
It's similar to the clock.
That's witty.
There you go. Big hands, big feet.
What we're looking for, and I think listeners were able to do this, I think there's somebody in there that you know.
Top
we're
nicknames.
For those but the clever ones.
Oh, the clever ones.
Not just, been thought out, that it has a backstory and why it works.
Yeah.
Tell us, 133353, what is the clever nickname of you or your mate? In Triple M, KFC Summer Session.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M. For the new grilled Twister Max, KFC is taking the Twister to new limits.
What do we got, Squizzy?
All right, well, Gilly.
Hey, Squizzy.
Nobody really thought very hard about
it. T.S.
T.S.
Oh, well.
That's the most thought out any nickname for me has ever been. I used to get Squid at school, you know. Again,
Merv had to say about that?
Yeah, well, not didn't like it.
Yeah, arrested.
Mm. All right, so we're looking for those clever nicknames, like Clock for the man who had one arm slightly longer than the other. It's very good. Harrow has called 133353. G'day, Harrow.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. So is your name, what, Harry Harrison? What's the Harrow?
Yeah, Harris.
Oh, okay. That's not so clever. What have you got?
Cutting edge.
No, I didn't call myself that. But no. I know a bloke whose nickname's The Sun.
The Sun?
The Sun.
As in S-U-N?
Yeah, The Sun. S-O-N. As in The Sun, yeah. Like Burning Hot Sun. Why?
The Burning Hot Sun. Because that ugly, if you look at him for too long, it hurts your eyes.
Oh, nice. Harsh.
That is very harsh.
But maybe fair if you believe the description.
Well. Yeah, he wouldn't be running off his... anyway, thanks very much, Harrah. Brendan. G'day, Brendan.
How you going?
Not bad. What's the nickname?
Come on, the B-man.
Mate's got a nickname. He ended up with Teflon because every time we tried to give him one, it would never stick.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no nickname would stick.
Teflon. We heard that one quite. That was
accused of that when I was dropping catches.
Nah.
I had Teflon on my gloves. There was nothing to stick.
When was that? I can't remember a time, especially in a high-profile game, and I'm not, I'm not just pumping your tyres up, but when you did drop a catch.
Yep.
Name one.
Nicknames are on Bozza.
Yes. Name one, buddy.
Not going into my career too
let's talk. Just take the compliment, buddy. I know you've got problems with compliments.
My last test match, I dropped a soda.
All right, Glenn. Glenn, g'day. What's the nickname?
My nickname's Dun Wookie.
Dun Wookie. Is there anything to do with the
Chewbacca?
Wookies? Yeah, Chewbacca.
Dun Wookie.
Exactly. I'm around 6 foot, rather strong, hairy, and rather loud. And so they decided Dun Wookie was a perfect name.
When you say hairy, are we looking at facial hair, back hair? Where's it going on?
Front, arms, legs, hair, everywhere.
Awesome powers.
Wookie. You don't mind Dun Wookie?
Nah, it's better than some of the other ones I've been given, that's for sure.
All right. Dun Wookie, nice to talk to you. That is good. This is the KFC Summer Session. By the end of the day, I have to have something slightly better than TS. If you don't mind.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
Adam Gilchrist, Mark Bosnich, Tony Squires doing it for the new grilled Twister Max at KFC. Tastefully Chockers, good times. We're talking about nicknames, those ones that there's a little bit of thought put into them.
Been some good ones.
Yeah, they have
TS.
Yeah, so Rod, what's the nickname?
G'day, fellas. I call my boss at work Tail Light.
Why Tail Light?
Tail Light.
Because he's not bright enough to be a headlight.
And that's your boss.
Oh, my God. Have we changed your name for...
Yeah. And seeking new employment soon, are you?
Dodo Rocket.
He's not bright enough to wake up. But anyway...
Tail Light. I quite like that. Thanks, Rod. One, Adrian, g'day.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What's the nickname?
It's a boss at work, and we call him Tow Truck.
Bosses are getting pounded. Why, getting pounded. And why is that, mate?
Because he's heading for a breakdown.
That's beauty, Adrian. Yeah,
and with employees like Adrian, you can see where...
that's a beauty, that one. Write
well
that one
down, Adrian. There's some terrific ones. Cloud, I thought, was nice. Clouds. Cloud. Everybody's happy when he disappears. There's some beauties out there. Well, I might call you that from now on, Bozza. It is time, because you've returned, I thought we might run
like
another
return
through to the keeper. So basically, if you've got a question for, you today, Bozza, any question whatsoever, it can be intensely personal, like the last one, I think, was how many lovers have you had, how much money do you have, any question whatsoever, he has a no-pass policy.
That's right, I was going to ask on that. He is allowed to pass, but previously you've carried the no-pass policy. Sticking with that for 2013?
Stick it, no flip-flopping.
Okay. Any question you like of Mark Bosnich, 1-333-53 on Triple M.
This is the KFC Summer Session on Triple M.
The KFC Summer Session on Triple M. Adam Gilchrist, Mark Bosnich, Tony Squires for the all-new Grill Twister Max at KFC. Tastefully Chockers, good times. We are bringing it back through to the keeper. The question this time to be put to you, Mark Bosnich. Great goalkeeper, obviously, with your policy of no passing. Mm-hmm. So you can ask any question whatsoever. Look, let's first cab off the rank. Let's go with Chriso. G'day, Chriso.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Got a question for the great man.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Chris,
can you confirm you were 30-1 for the Villa manager's role?
I think I was, yeah, but I mean, I've never had no official approach, Chriso, but I think I was. I think that's been twice now, 30-1.
Hang on, this is for Aston Villa.
Aston Villa in the Premier League. They've had two managers in the last two seasons, and the Bozo was on the betting.
Wow. $5 on it.
I'd save you $5, Chriso.
$5. Yeah, before you put that money on, Boz, have you had any management experience, mate?
Absolutely none.
Not even of yourself.
Not even of myself. Absolutely
none. One of
the
least controlled human beings ever.
Yes. But I'll tell you what, good or bad, has definitely been exciting.
Yeah. All right, since you've done that, why don't we go with Glenn? G'day, Glenn.
Hi, Glendo.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, champion. How are you? What's your nickname, Glenn?
My name was Dun Wookie.
I love it, love it. I could be your Han Solo.
What's the question?
What's the biggest apology you've ever had to make?
Oh, definitely after I did the salute at Tottenham Hotspur, most definitely. When I was basically joking around because they were having a go at me because of my clash with Jurgen Klinsmann. I did the salute and the linesman reported me, and then it just went... I got arrested after the game for racial incitement, and there was about 120 press outside the game when normally it's only about 15. So I still apologise to this day because I've got a lot of Jewish friends, and they obviously introduced me to their friends, and they always ask, what was that all about and so forth? So, I still have to apologise to this day. So definitely that, Glenn, most definitely. And I don't mind it, but the biggest apology I had to make during that time was my father's brother's late wife. She was actually Jewish, and she wasn't particularly happy. So that was I had to really, continually apologise. So there you go.
Wow, that must have been a very obviously a tough time for you. Were you? What sort of penalty did you have to pay for that?
2 weeks fine, 2 weeks wages fine. So it was £30,000 fine. That was, I think, about 1996, 1997. And obviously issue an apology as well, which I did do. So there you go, no problem with me. When I do something wrong, which is quite regular, I've got no problem in holding my hands up and saying sorry. I don't see what the point is. You know, you hold your hands up, you say sorry, let's move on, baby.
You're absolutely right. We have to move on. Plenty happening in the next hour on the KFC Summer Session, including David Hussey will join us. Looking forward to having a chat with him.
Absolutely.
The man who's just one rung above his brother, Mike Hussey. He joins us in the next hour on the KFC Summer Session here on Triple M.
The KFC Summer Session for the all-new Cricketers Pack at KFC. Perfect for sharing. Good times.